God had us going toward Acts chapter 4 and 5. Y'all remember? But we have to go there as a body. And how many knows that there's times you have to grow and develop before God can talk to you about certain things? It's kind of like Aubrey and Aiden, for an example. I could tell them something, but they have absolutely no concept of what I'm talking about certain things, right? Or I could talk to them about something and they understand it, but it's like, means nothing to them. Well, how many knows we're the same way? The Bible says that for us to desire the sincere miracle of the word, that we may grow thereby. So the word of God helps us grow, right? Then the Bible also talks about exercising the word. James 1:22, I believe it is, it says, be doers of the word, not hearers only, he says, deceiving yourselves. So if we're going to get to the place God wants us to, that he's taking us to, that means we're going to have to grow and we're going to have to develop to that place for him to even talk to us about it. Now, the title this morning is Walking and Living by Faith and Not Feelings in Sight. And I'm like, God, we've been on this for over 2 months. He said it just a different way every time. He's titled it a different way at different times. But how many knows every one of us have to do this? Thank y'all for your enthusiasm. So you might be like, well, I need money. I want you to talk about money. I am. See, the Bible says in 1 John 4:8, God is love. Do you realize in God and through God is everything you possibly need? Spirit, soul, body, relationships, financially, materially, everything comes from him, right, and through him. But we've got to grow and develop to get to that place. So, if you got your Bible, let's look here at Romans 1:17 right quick. Now I'm going to read this in the Amplified. Beth will put it up on the screen if you don't have an Amplified. No, I'm going to read this in the King James. I'm sorry. I got different translations this morning. He says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live how? What's that mean? In our circles, we have a lot of lingo and things that we talk about, but sometimes we don't really even know what that means. Sorry. What does that mean, that the just shall live by faith? Can anybody tell me? I live by what I believe. Why do I believe what I believe? Well, I'm supposed to be believing what I believe because I base it on the Word of God, right? 1 Peter 2:24, I believe by his stripes I'm healed. Why? The word of God tells me that I am. Then I also, if I've been born again on the inside, the Holy Spirit lives in my spirit. And the Bible says he bears witness, or he confirms, or he testifies. Kind of like somebody else is in here and they're like, yes. And you're like, yes. Or you're like, yes. And he's like, no. Y'all ever experienced any of that? That's called the leading of the Holy Spirit, or the bearing witness of him in there. So he says here, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Means you're supposed to be going from one level to another level, right? He says, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. I say this almost every day. Thank you, Lord, I have been made the just in Christ. Right? If you're going to be just, that's the only way you got made that way. The Bible says he took upon himself sin that I might be made the righteousness of Christ. Right? In Christ Jesus. So therefore, you got to believe that. Well, I don't feel just. Did I ask you how you feel? It's not based on how you feel, right? You may be like, well, I don't feel like God loves me. Well, what does the Bible say? The Bible says that while you were a sinner, Christ died for you. John 3:16, I mean, even lost people can usually quote that one, that for God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only begotten Son. How much more does he have to do before you become convinced that he loves you? Faith is a choice. I base it on what the Word tells me, and also the leading, or the bearing witness of the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. God loves me. How do I know? Because the Bible tells me so, right? There's a little children's song about that. Maybe some of us should start singing it. Ooh, this is going to go over real good. I can tell it already. So therefore, if I am the just, I've been justified, I've been made right by the blood of Christ, then I walk and I live by what I believe, not by what I see, not by what I think, not by what I hear, not by what I feel, right? By what I believe. Why do I believe what I believe? I believe it because the Word of God tells me it. So if the Bible says God loves me, I don't care if you tell me He hates me. I don't care if the devil tells me He doesn't love me. I don't care if my feelings tells me He doesn't love me. I believe it in my heart, and therefore I speak it out of my mouth. My God loves me. Amen? So if you've been made the just, therefore you walk and you live by faith all day long. I walk and I live by what I believe. If I believe God is with me at all times, right? Why do I believe that? Well, according to Scripture, the Bible says He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. The Bible says that once I got born again, the same Spirit of Christ dwells, right? But the Bible says He lives in my heart by faith. I believe it. I received Him, therefore I believe it. Therefore, I live my life that way. So all day long, I'm looking. Every decision that I'm making, everything that I think about, everything that I talk, I'm looking on the inside here for a bearing witness. God, do I go this direction? I don't know about y'all, but usually Mondays is my day I go do all my stuff because I don't like to leave the house much. So usually it's Mondays I do all my church stuff and blunt overhead door stuff and my stuff, buying groceries, paying bills, all this stuff. But at the same time, I don't just set it for Monday. I set it for Monday, and then I get up on Monday morning, and I'm looking on the inside of here. Why? I've been made the just, therefore I live by faith. I believe that He leads me, He guides me, He directs me, right? Why? Because the Bible says in John that the Holy Spirit is my teacher. He's my leader. He's my guide, right? He's my comforter. He's my helper. He's my strengthener. He's my standby. Well, if I believe that, if I'm the just, and I'm going to walk and live by faith, and I walk and I live by believing He's in here, therefore I'm looking to Him all the time. I get up on Monday morning, and I look on the inside. I don't even have to say nothing out of my mouth. I look on the inside. Lord, do I go this morning? Because how many knows you don't just Psalm 91 everything? Ooh, here we go. A lot of people, they like to Psalm 91 everything. Why? Because it takes effort for you to be led by the Spirit. But according to Romans, what is it, 8:14, the Bible says, those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Well, if you've been born again, you are a son or daughter of God, and you're supposed to be led by Him. But how many knows? He doesn't force you. You look to Him. And He's always right there. Why? He knows what you need to do. He knows where a wreck is at or when one's going to happen or whatever the case might be. He knows where you need to be at the certain time that you even need to be there. So when I get up, because I am the just and I live by what I believe He's in here, I'm looking to Him. Do I go this morning? There's been times I've just felt like, eh. You know, and some people's like, well, what happened? Was there a wreck? I don't know and I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. Nothing may have happened. Something may have happened if I went. Does it? Do you understand? If God says go out here and dig a hole, you just get the hole dug. It don't matter what the reason is He told you to dig the hole, just dig it. Why? Because faith or believing doesn't have to see and know everything. That's a part of walking and living by faith. You trust, right? So if you've been made the just, if you've been born again, that means you've been made the just, and we are supposed to be living all day. I say that almost every day. Thank you, Lord, I've been born again of Your Spirit, therefore I've been made the just, the righteous in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I live by my faith, my belief, my trust, my confidence in You and Your Word all day, every day. Now, do I do that 24/7? Probably not. Why? I'm not perfect, but I'm on that road. I'm on that direction. I'm looking to Him at all times. So if you've been born again, you need to be doing that. You need to be led at all times by Him. And listen, if you'll start looking to Him in the little things, I look on Sunday morning, what do we wear? Which I start looking usually on Saturday night. What do we wear to church? Some people's like, well, God don't care what you wear. I beg to differ. He cares about a lot more than what we think. Now, a lot of times, I got an impression about a shirt or a pair of pants or something. Do you understand? When I do this, I don't have to fast 3 days to hear His voice. Why? I've been hearing it all the time. I've been listening for it all the time. And everything He tells me will go along with what's written in this book. This book may not say it. I'm supposed to live at 113 Mountain Gap Road. But how many knows when I get over there, I got something in here about it. Why? That's Him. You understand what I'm telling you? So therefore, if I've been looking to Him, whether do I go here on Monday? certain things, kind of like that Jews Playhouse or whatever. I told Scotty, I said, we need to be led whether we have parties or not, because I'm not looking for no certain kinds of parties. I'm looking for definite Holy Ghost parties. That's just like when it gets time, I'm going to invite all of y'all over and have a poo. But how many knows? I'm not looking for no thongs and no G-strings. Y'all not saying nothing. Why? I ain't trying to see all that. The Holy Ghost ain't either, and neither's your brothers and sisters. But how many knows, if I do it by the flesh, and you get over there and the flesh gets all stirred up. Ooh, y'all getting way too quiet. So therefore, if I'm led by Him, I'm looking to be led by Him. In all things, then you know when I get to the big things, I ain't got to fast 3 days. According to the Bible, you know, you got people, I've heard people, I don't know how many times that I've had people, pray for me that I hear God. Pray for me that I hear God's. Honey, I can pray for you all day long and not do you a lick of good. Why? You are refusing to walk and live by what the written word of God says. The Bible says over there in John 10, I believe it's verse 4, that it says that His sheep, they hear His voice. If you've been born again, you are His sheep. Then guess what? You hear His voice. I can pray for you all day long, but if you are not going to believe that scripture, how many knows, you ain't going to hear Him. And if you do, you ain't going to know it's Him. But if you'll take that scripture and renew your mind with it, and you'll believe that scripture, and you'll live by that scripture every day, you live by faith, by what you believe, how many knows, you become more comfortable, you become more familiar with that voice that's talking to you. And the Bible says there that the voice of a stranger or another, you will never follow. I try to say that one almost every day. Why? I am His sheep, and I know I hear His voice. And I don't got to fast a week to hear His voice. That's not what the verse said. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that fasting's not good, or sometimes you may not have to fast about certain things or situations. Be led by the Spirit, right? But I am telling you, the Bible says if you're His sheep, then you hear His voice. And I don't believe I got to fast 3 days to hear it, because the Bible doesn't say it. I'm looking for that voice every single day of my life, almost everything that I'm doing, everywhere that I'm going. There's people that they try to take the scripture, and just like Psalm 91, I heard a story about a lady one time. She called the 1-800 prayer line, and she's crying, older lady. She's crying. Well, the reason why she's crying is because she was going her way to go somewhere, shopping or something or another, and she got mugged. They knocked her in the head, took her purse and all that. And the guy that's on the prayer warrior that's on the phone or whatever, he's like, you know, he's looking to the Lord. What do I say? What do I pray? What do I do about this situation? So he began to ask her questions. And he asked her, said, well, did you have something, you know, some reason that you had to be on that street at that certain time or whatever? Well, not necessarily, but I was going so-and-so. He said, well, did you have anything on the inside in your spirit about not going there? Well, you know, I had a little bit of something, but I saw him 91'd it. Y'all too quiet. You should have said amen. You do not Psalm 91 something that you got something about in here. Why? Psalm 91 is written word, and the Holy Ghost is telling you, don't go there, don't go there, don't go there. You understand what I'm telling you? We go by the word, the written word, but we're led by His Spirit about the word that we use and that we do. The Bible says a word is good in its season. The Holy Ghost knows when you need to be on that street, and He knows when you don't need to be on that street. So if you've got something on the inside of you about it, don't go. And you might be like, well, I need to go. It's going to be off sale. Who the whoop cares? Would you rather it be off sale or you get knocked in the head and your purse stolen? Let me tell you something. They stole my billfold here at church. You don't want that. I had to go. I had to pray. I squalled. I bawled. I prayed. Lord, help me. Act of Congress, because on my birth certificate, my name wasn't right. It got messed up. So I had to go through an act of Congress just to prove who I was, to get my Social Security card back, my birth certificate, all this stuff straightened out. So you don't want to just Psalm 91. You Psalm 91, but look on the inside of in here. Because the Bible says, yes, He gives His angels charge over you. But you better remember the first part of that. He that abides in the shadow, right? He that abides in the shadow, you're abiding. If you're abiding in Him, you're His sheep. You hear His voice. Don't go. Don't override that for anybody or anything, amen? Regardless of what your situation is. So we walk and we live by faith, not by what we feel. And when I say by what we feel, I'm talking about flesh. Because on the inside, you can have feelings. Just like sometimes you can hear God where it seems like He's so loud, it's almost audible. But then there's other times that on the inside, right in here, it's kind of like just a little impression almost about something. Do you understand what I'm telling you? If you don't yet, if you follow Him, you will. Now, let's go on to, well, I'll just quote this one. Habakkuk 2:4 talks about how that the just live by faith. Let's look at Galatians chapter 3. Best slow down. They done reading it before I get over there. This fan's blowing my papers a little. Now this one, I'm going to read it here in the Amplified. And this whole context right here of this chapter of what he's talking about is law versus faith. How many knows Scotty did a message one time and the title of the message was Living from Within. How many knows that's, if you're a Christian, that's how you're supposed to live. Now you've been living by your carnal, by what you see, what you think, what you feel, what mom and daddy told you, what the school taught you, all this stuff before you got born again. Now you got to switch over and you got to live by your spirit, man. Not what you think, not by your natural feelings, not by what it looks like, right? So verse 11 here, and I've got that in the Amplified. So it says, now it is evident that no person is justified, declared righteous, and brought into right standing with God through the law. He says, for the Scripture says, the man in right standing with God, the just, the righteous, shall live by and out of faith. We could just translate that by what he believes based on the Word of God. And he who through and by faith is declared righteous and in right standing with God shall live. So you live out of your spirit, man. The Bible talks about how, excuse me, you are a spirit. You possess a soul and you live in a physical body. I say it this way most of the time. What you see right here, what you're looking at, this hundred and something, whatever that it is not me. What I'm looking at right is not you. How do I know that? Well, leave here, and we'll come to your funeral, and everybody will be gawking, looking up your nose and all that, and thinking whether, whoo, she looks good, or boy, she looks really bad. Right? Why? It's not you laying there. Why? You left. This is just the house that I live in, but how many knows? This thing in my soul can have lots of different feelings. I've told y'all over and over, you know, I've been married for almost, it'll be 40 years this year. I think Granny and Brother Day probably the only two in this room that's been married longer than me, to one person anyway, or whatever, you know. So I think maybe I could say a little bit about this. Over the nearly 40 years, which I've been with him 41 and a half, 41, 3 months, something like that, I have felt all kinds of feelings. I felt feelings of love. Woo! I just want it. I just love you so much. He can't go to work and keep a job because he loves me so much. No, he don't. He's jealous. He can't let me out of his sight. But anyway, we won't get on that. So you can have all kinds of feelings. You understand? You can feel like you want pickles right now, but get home and there's some cake icing in the cabinet. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? This is my thing. It's like my flesh likes to go from one thing to another to another. Years ago, it was them brownies with the little color different sprinkles. I'm telling you, I could eat a box of them in 2 days. Never think nothing about it. Just every time you go past them or whatever, give me a bite of them. How many knows that one bite all day long, you don't eat a half a box. But you're thinking, your mind's telling you, I just had a bite or two. Yeah, but it was all day long, so now it's done a half a box. My flesh likes to go from that. I finally got out. I'm talking about addiction. Think you can't make it through the day like some people are about their coffee and different things like that. I can't make it through the day. I eat my breakfast, and I got to have that brownie, and I got to have that midday snack before I ate my lunch. Then I got to have a snack after I ate my lunch. How many knows your flesh says it's never enough? And it always wants whatever it feels like it wants. You know why you get so upset sometimes? Or I know y'all wouldn't. But one time I remember God was trying to speak to me about something. And me and Scotty would go to eat, and it didn't matter where we went to eat, every time they got my order wrong. If I said I didn't want no pickles, it'd have a ton of pickles on it. If I ordered a number two, they gave me a number one. And I'm telling you, and this was back years ago, this was way before I'm better than what I am right now, which still need to get a long ways to go. I mean, I would come apart. Because, see, for me, I always had an anger problem my entire life. A problem, you mess with me, and I mean, it's just like berserk, don't matter. Whatever it is, you spill the milk. Ah! You get my order wrong. Ah! Whatever it was, you look at me sideways. Ah! Whatever that it was. Well, after about the fourth or fifth time of ah, I got a clue. Teresa, stop the ah! Just eat it. Here we go. Getting really touchy. Here we go. Why? Just eat it. Kind of like Scotty used to tell. Teresa, your stomach, it don't know the difference. But I'm like, yeah, but my taste buds, they're all ramped up, ready for a certain thing, and I can almost taste them. And when that gets in there, that's not the taste. You understand? That's your flesh, not your spirit. Because your spirit man says, just walk in love. What if you work there? Maybe it's their first time working here. Oh, y'all not saying nothing. See, the Bible says love your neighbor as you love yourself. How would you want them to treat you? See, I used to work in fast food. I used to work it down there at Double B when I was 18 years old. I remember one certain time I had this big table. It was a birthday party thing. So I've got this big tray with all their drinks, their tea, their water, their Coke, and all this, you know, and I'm toting it. I come and I'm setting it down, and all of a sudden, the lady at the table that is the meanest, because they come in there a lot, I dump that whole tray on that lady. I'm talking about feel awful. I felt awful. But how many knows the way you react to that or the way I react to that can either make that person hurt worse, feel more condemned, or you can ease maybe some of their embarrassment or their pain? And how many knows as Christians, that's what we're called to do, right? That ain't even in my message. Let's get on back here. I told the Lord to help me, Lord. They don't get me off track today. But anyway, we're talking about walking and living by faith, by what we believe. Some people, when you say the word faith, I mean, they just get way out there and they think it's something that it's not. It's simply just by what you believe. And you believe what you believe because the Word says it. Amen? All right. Let's go over to Hebrews 11. All y'all faith people, we love to quote this one, don't we? Verse 1, and I'm going to read this in the Amplified. It says, now faith is the assurance. It's the confirmation, the title deed. How do I know I own a car? I got the deed to it, right? So you know what he's talking about. Of the things we hope for, that word hope means confidently expect. He says, being the proof of things we do not see. It's not here yet. If you can see it, it's not faith. You understand it? Faith is, you can't see it, but yet you still believe it. While Scotty's running around out there in his underwear around the trailer, you know, with his billfold up and his hand up in the air, hollering how rich he is, we're so broke we can't even pay attention. We're eating pinto beans three times. So he doesn't see it. What makes him go out there and do that? What inspires him to do that? Well, it's written word, but then the Bible says Jesus took upon himself poverty that we might be made rich, right? The Bible says, Proverbs 10:22, it is the blessing of the Lord that makes us rich and adds no sorrow. He believed that based on the written word, and the Holy Ghost in here is bearing him witness, so therefore he goes out there when we're so broke we can't pay attention. See, a lot of times what we like to do is go by how we feel. I'm a realist. I just call it like it is. Yeah, and you're carnal and you're going to stay that way. Why? Spiritual people do not call things the way they are. Spiritual people are like God, the Bible says over in Romans, right? It says God himself calls those things that be not as though they were. What's that mean? He looks out there in darkness and, woo, it's dark. No, he didn't. He said, light be. And he fully expected light to come, right? I've seen it time and time again how God, the messed up thing that we are sometimes, and have somebody like Brother Day or somebody come in here with a gift or something and prophesy major things. And I look at him like, are you serious? Brother Day, did you miss it? Them? Are you kidding me? They thought what he did about Gideon? Gideon was a coward. And he was not some big something or another. And the angel of the Lord came to him and told him, tear these altars down and do all of this. And what did he say? He said, you mighty man of valor. Gideon was not a mighty man of valor whenever he said that. But how many knows Gideon became that mighty man of valor? See, the Bible says for us to call those things that be not as though they were. The Bible talks about by his stripes you were healed. Yeah, but I feel sick. But yeah, I do what the Bible says. Well, how am I going to do that? Well, I'll just, Mark 11 it, or I'll do this scripture about it. No, Mark 11 is for once you done found out what's promised you. Do you understand? Because see, it says whenever you pray, believe what you say, right? Where are you going to get what you pray and what you say? Before you ever get to Mark 11. You're going to get it from the Word, right? Over there in Isaiah, where it talks about Jesus going to take on himself stripes and all this. Then over there, 1 Peter 2:24, how it says that you were healed, right? That means it's already been done. Therefore, if you're going to Mark 11, you got to have all those other hidden scriptures before you ever get to Mark 11. Because once you get to Mark 11, you got to believe in your heart and you got to have what you say. And he says, then you'll have what you say. Because see, you got to believe it before you say it. So he says here that it is the title deed, the proof, being the proof of the things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, the reality of I'm rich, that Scotty had on the inside of him years and years and years before he ever saw it. The reality of you are healed. I've heard Brother David before at times call somebody up and they want healing or whatever, and he tell them, say this. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Or by his stripes, I'm healed. Why does he do that? Well, I guess the Holy Ghost is leading him to, number one, right? So you don't call things the way that you see them all the time. Then he goes on and he says, their reality, faith perceiving or believing perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. The senses are natural. He's talking about the revealing there is what is revealed to your spirit. Amen? Now, all of these here, let me read, I got something wrote down here. Every one of these here in Hebrews 11, they did what they did by what they believed. They believed that God wanted them to do it. God told them to do it, just like we done talked about, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, talked about how Cain and Abel. The Bible says that Abel, God received his offering, but Cain, he did not. And he told Cain, he said, if you do well, in other words, if you change and do what I'm asking you to do, won't you be received? Ain't that what he said? So that tells me right there, Cain knew. You know, you got something on the inside of you. So by faith, what Abel done was gave God what God was asking for. Cain would not use any faith and change. He gave God what he chose to give God, right? Not what God was telling him to bring him. So we see here that every one of these here, in this we call it hall of faith sometimes, they did what they did by what they believed. Abraham, God told him, he said, get up. He said, get up, away from your kinsmen. He said, I'm going to take you to a land. I'm going to show you a land. Well, what did he have to do? Well, God, GPS me the coordinates. Let me know what the zip code is. Y'all getting too quiet? No, he just got up and what? He started walking or riding his donkey or however that he went. It's the same thing with us today. Whatever you're getting on the inside of you, just get up and go. See, some people, they can't even go to church. Ooh, here we go. They can't even get up and go to church. Why? I just don't feel like it today. Who asked you? You think I always feel in my flesh like coming to church? Absolutely not. But if I'm right in my spirit, I'm right with the Lord, and I'm up there where I need to be, there's a desire on the inside of me. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is leading me to go. He's telling me to go. It's the right thing for me to do. Right? So therefore, by faith, I do what I'm getting on the inside of here and not keeping continuing to laying in the bed by what it feels like. Well, they hurt my feelings down there. Well, boo-hoo, who cares? I mean, we talked about this and talked about this. When you're in the army and you get a commandment, what do? You get to negotiate? Absolutely not. Do you know the Bible talks about us as good soldiers in the kingdom of God? That we're soldiers in the army of the Lord? This thing is not negotiable, people. It's commanded. Certain things are commanded to us. You know, they hurt my feelings, or they did this, or they did that. Y'all remember what I told y'all about my grandkids? How that, and I didn't come up with this, the Holy Ghost did. I'm not that smart. That's why he makes us look really good. But anyway, y'all remember how I told y'all last week, and I had been telling them kids we was going to do this, I don't know how long ago, but Wednesday morning I got up, and in here I heard this. Today's the day. And I knew it was the day for us to go shopping. But anyway, the grandkids, I mean, especially Aubrey's had a lot done to her. People talk about her, different things like that. I mean, I had one lady come here, and I've knew her for years, you know, or whatever, and her little kid is in Aubrey's room, and he didn't come with her that morning. Well, she comes to church here that Sunday morning. She don't attend here. She just showed up that day. I guess she was led. But anyway, showed up here, you know. Well, Aubrey goes to school Monday morning, and that little kid says, "Your parents are stupid." Somebody's been talking. You think that didn't hurt her feelings? That would have hurt my feelings. And if I'd have been back then, I'd have punched him right in the nose. I'm in first grade, and this boy does something to me, and I pick him up, and I body slam him on the playground. Now, I don't teach them to do that. I was not saved. I'm going by carnal emotions, feelings. But my point to that is, people can do all kinds of things to you. People, it don't matter what people say. We started this church when Travis was 9 years old. You can ask him how many different times that people that's in this church say they love us, say they love him, and him watch them stab us in the back. And you want to say something about, well, they said they didn't like my kid. For real? Be a pastor's wife for a little while. Ain't that right, Brother Day? Get in the ministry, huh? He got baptized in the Holy Ghost, and his whole church gave him the left foot of fellowship. Y'all not saying nothing. See, how you going to get to the Apostle Paul's level or where we're supposed to be going, even Stephen's level, where he stands there, they're stoning him, and he says, "Father, forgive them. Lay this not to their charge, Lord. If you can't even overcome somebody talking about you, I thought you walked and you lived by faith, not by how you feel." Or something happens, say, like, "The Apostle Paul, I'm just not going to be moved. I'm just not going to be moved." Well, honey, if you're acting any different than what you was, you're moved already. And you can quote that verse all you want to. Just like this, say Scotty says something or does something that I don't like or whatever, and I go in the kitchen and I go, I better, Sandy, close that cabinet door easier than I would normally. Why? If not, I've already been moved. And I can quote it and quote it and quote. Oh, we're getting quiet. I feel a nerve. Something happened Saturday. I think it was Saturday. Friday or Saturday. I think it was Saturday. But anyway, something happened that I didn't like or whatever. And I got on my gator, you know, and I cranked it up. And I'm fixing to take off. Boy, my gator's loud. It's not like Scotty's. I mean, it's like a V6. And I mean, I got on there and I cranked it up. And I'm fixing to floor it. Why? I feel. The Bible says over in Ephesians, be angry and let them know, because they won't mess with you no more. Y'all sure? What's it say? Sin not. See, when you get out of the love of God, you're already sinning. Love's not touchy. It's not fretful. Takes no account of the evil done to it. I know it, but I just feel it. Golly, I believe it's really irritating the Lord. We are refusing to walk and live by faith when we go by how we feel all the time. Anyway, I got on my gator and I mashed a little bit and I heard this, whoa, 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 whoa. And I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, love. And I went, See, a lot of times what we want is the Holy, take me over, Jesus. Just take the wheel. He'll help you drive, but he ain't going to just take the wheel. By an act of your own will, you got to choose, right? He will not choose for you. He is the Holy Spirit that is the helper. He is not the Holy Spirit that is the forcer or the maker. But the minute that I choose, how many knows he's right there to help me? He's right there to strengthen me. He's right there to help me. He's right there to encourage me. Whatever I need to do that I need for him to help me do, he will help me do. To walk the life that I'm supposed to walk and that I'm supposed to live. So I get on my gator and I mashed it down for a second when I heard that, whoa, whoa. How many knows that's the Holy Ghost? I've never heard him, whoa, whoa, whoa. Maybe you're not listening. Or maybe he just don't talk to you like that. He talks to me the way I understand, and sometimes it's a little crude. It's just blunt. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So I went, whoa. I'm still feeling it. Woo, I feel like steam's coming out of my ears. How many knows? I'm angry. I feel it. But I'm not going to sin. I'm not going to get out of this love. I'm not going to mash that down. Why, I wasn't mashing it down 15 minutes ago. I was just, I'm away. It's probably slow, looking at the trees. Thank you, Lord, rejoicing. Oh, surrender all. I know y'all don't have none of this. I'm just telling y'all me, okay? Because that's the only one I know about. So I just got on there, and I just slow-putted it around there to the back. And how many knows, after a little while, the feelings changed. I no longer felt mad. But see, it's when you feel that anger and you start acting on it, now you're in the flesh. You're yielding, the Bible talks about your faculties, to the flesh. How many knows nothing good ever comes of the flesh? Ever. So everything that we do, we walk and we live by what we believe, not by what we feel. I believe God is with me, therefore I live like God is with me. I talk to Him. I look to Him. I believe the love of God is in me according to the scripture of Romans 5:5, right? It's been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Galatians 5:22 through 24 talks about the first fruit of the Spirit, right? The work which the Holy Spirit within produces. The first one is love. And then 1 Corinthians 13 tells me everything love is and everything love is not. It's kind. See, somebody says something to you, smarts you off, talks about your kids, whatever that the case might be, and you come back just a tad bit hateful. Well, you wasn't talking hateful before then, was you? Why are you talking hateful now? See, we have to come to the place to where... This didn't happen. It's just an example I'm trying to use or whatever. Say, me and Scotty, you know, I'm thinking about going to eat somewhere or something. Say he does something that gets on my last nerve and makes me really feel angry. Now, he can't make me angry. I choose to yield to that or not. Now, say he does or says something or whatever, and I feel that anger or whatever. And say he just dogs me out all of a sudden about something or whatever. And I say, well, you know, I was thinking about going over here and eating supper. Say it's a Friday night. I was thinking about going over here and eating supper, you know, at the Mexican restaurant or whatever, you know, but what did you want? That's the correct response. Or he dog me out. See, now I'm not moved. I can quote that like the Apostle Paul. I will not be moved, and I'm not. See, if I move the least bit, I start yielding to that. Or, say he says or does something or whatever, and I could say, well, I tell you right now, I was going to eat, but you sorry, blankety blank blank, I'm taking your blankety blank to the house and throwing your blankety blank out. I know y'all wouldn't go that far. And I will not be moved. I'm like the Apostle Paul. Bless the Lord. You're deceiving yourself. Why? You're not a doer of the word. You are deceiving yourself, and the devil doesn't even have to help you. Talking about me. So therefore, what do I got to do? The Bible says that the love of God that is within me takes no account of the wrong done to it. He dogged me out for no reason. I just say it like I don't even hear it. Now I'm talking about an example. You do the same thing, whatever. They talked about my kids, or they did this or that or whatever, and they'd be like, did you even hear what they said? Oh, yeah, but they don't mean that. And go on. See, I know we don't like to hear this. Why? Because we don't like to hear this stuff. Anyway, back to my story about my grandkids before I run out of time. I told y'all we was going to do that. Well, I got up Wednesday morning. I was just waiting on the Holy Ghost. Get up Wednesday morning, and I heard it. Today's the day, and I knew exactly what he was talking about. Today's our shopping day. Because, see, Aubrey, there's kids does her wrong. Oh, she's going up the slide, and one of them said something to her. You know, you're so fat you can't even get up there because she fell down. Kids can be so mean. You know, they just tell it like it is, like what they think, what they feel, and all this other kind of stuff, you know. Well, then Aiden, you know, he's got some boy doing something other to him. Anyway, the point of it is they're not being very nice and kind. So I told him, I said, okay, I said, what we're going to do, I said, the Bible says overcome evil with good. I said, they're being mean. I said, so we're going to be kind. You're called to this, little Christian. So anyway, I said, so we're going to be kind. Bible says overcome evil with good. I said, what we're going to do? I said, y'all pick out and tell me the name of the meanest, the kid that's been the meanest to you in your classroom. I said, and we're going to go shopping. I said, and we're going to buy them a present. I said, a present like you would want for you. Well, so Wednesday comes. They get up. I tell them before we go to school. I mean, after I pick them up, or Tuesday evening when I pick them up, I said, okay, we're going to go shopping. We're going to go to do this. Well, we go down here to the store. I said, okay. I said, y'all get anything in this store that you want to get them as a gift. I said, now, we just stopped right there in the store and we prayed and we asked the Holy Spirit to lead them kids to the gift that they are supposed to get, because the Holy Spirit knows what that kid will like. And we want them to like it. Why? Because we're blessing our enemies. Bible says love your enemies. Well, the Bible says a tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye. You better go and read what Jesus said. He said, love your enemies. Do good to them, right? Bless them. Yeah, bless them all right. I'll throat punch them and then I'll pray for them. That is not it. You're being moved. You're walking and living by how you feel, not walking and living by faith. So anyway, we go. We get there in the storm. We pray that. Holy Spirit, help them to pick out. I said, whatever it is y'all pick out, I said, we're going to give it to them. Oh, boy, Aiden, he's excited. Woo, he's excited, boy. He's like on cloud nine. Now, Aubrey, she gets a little bit upset at me afterward about something else, so she ain't feeling it quite as much. But anyway, she's doing it. And they pick it out. Aiden picks out a microwave and food. And I said, Aiden, I said, I don't know if that little boy's going to like that. Oh, yeah, Grandma, that's what I'm feeling. I said, well, okay. Well, if that's it, that's what we're going to get, a microwave that you mash the buttons and it comes on and it's got play food. Whatever you're feeling like the Holy Ghost is leading you, that's what we'll get. Well, Aubrey, she gets a dinosaur head with mini dinosaurs or something in it. Anyway, I said, okay, if I forgot the wrapping paper, let me go back over there. I'm in line here. Let me run back over and get the wrapping paper. You know, because you wrap presents, right? So I'll go over and get the wrapping paper. We go home. I said, all right, y'all get them wrapped. They're like, you're not going to help us? I said, no. Get in there and wrap your presents. I said, and do a good job. So they wrap their presents, and we put their name on them. Oh, Aiden wants a bow for his, but I ain't got no bows. Well, I'm going to tell you, he's excited to do the word. He's excited to bless those that have not been good to him. See what we talked about, the joy, his joy will remain in you. He's got the joy, joy, joy down in his heart going on, boy. So anyway, I take them to school, put their presents in their backpacks, take them to school. I said, okay, Aiden, he's like, I'm going to tell my teacher when I get there, you know, that I got to give this to so-and-so because we're bringing badness to goodness. I said, Aiden, you don't got to tell your teacher nothing. Just, you know, we don't got to do all that. Just take it over there and give it to them. Tell them here, you know. Anyway. So they did it. Well, when they come in and I see them, I said, well, how'd it go today? And I told them, I said, listen, even if they're mean to you when you give it to them, it don't matter. What matters is what you done. Well, I asked Aubrey. I said, well, how'd it go? It was a boy that she had to give hers to. Well, I said, well, did he like it? I don't know, Grandma said. Now, this little boy gets in trouble all the time. It's not just Aubrey. She said, well, I don't know. I said, I gave it to him. And I said, well, what did he say? She said, he didn't say anything. Said he opened it up, he unwrapped it and opened it up, and he went and sat down. She said, in a little while, said the teacher, principal and the vice principal called their names, came in there and got him and said, I didn't see him anymore. Said, I think he got suspended. So that's how her ordeal went. That's why I said it's something about the little kid. Well, Aiden, I said, okay, how'd yours go, boo? He said, well, I said, you give it to him? Yep, I gave it to him. I said, what'd he say? He said, what's this for? I said, well, what did you tell him? He said, well, I just told him we're bringing badness to goodness. That's his way of saying overcoming evil with good. He said, I'm bringing your badness to goodness. And so I said, what did the little boy say? He said, oh. And I'm like, I don't know if he got it or not, but it don't matter. Guess what happened? He said, thank you. They hugged, and now they're best friends. Overcome evil with good. You walk in love. I walk in the love of God. We are called to bless when we are cursed. See, that's what he's talking about over there in John. Anybody can curse their enemies. Anybody can break the coffee table. Anybody can run you over with a car. Anybody can talk about you. Sinners punch each other in the mouth. We're different. And we're running out here and telling everybody else that we got something different. We got Jesus, and he's the real thing. But are we being moved when we're out here? And listen, it's not just when we're out here. This better start with your husband and your wife. If you think you can dog out your husband and your wife and it be okay with the Lord, you got another thing coming, buddy. Why? He looks at how I treat Scotty, how I talk to him, how I treat him. See, it'd be way easier for me to be nice to you, Johnny, because you're nice. I only see you at church. I got to live with him. But if I can do it with him, I can do it anywhere. If I won't be moved with him, I won't be moved anywhere. Right? Gosh, we didn't get to all this. But anyway, if you want to know the difference between the flesh and the spirit, you can go to Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 through 24. It expressly tells you what is flesh and what is spirit. They are totally contrary and antagonistic to each other. I've got to stop because our time is up. You know, in that little scenario that I made about my grandkids or whatever, you know, you got grown people. I'm telling you, the Lord is telling us, some of us, we've been saved too long and heard too much word for this foolishness that we're yielding to. And it's keeping us from where God is trying his best to get us to go. But when we change, oh, we got some good things coming down the road, amen? And we got little kids that are doing the word. And last week when I said that, some of y'all, I could hear it in my ear. Some of y'all was like, I tell you right now, I won't do that. You're refusing to walk and live by faith. You're refusing to do the word. So guess what you'll get? Deceived. Because the Bible says in James 1:22, it says if you're just a hearer of the word, you hear the preaching all the time, Holy Ghost brings it up to you again, you don't do it. Guess what? You get deceived because you're thinking you're doing it, but you're really not doing it. I got to stop because our time is up. Does anybody have anything quickly they'd like to share or comments or anything like that before we close?